He just wrote a book, Cyber Deterrence and Cyber War. And in that book, he discusses at some detail really the nuanced choices that federal officials have to make when responding to cyber attacks coming from places like China, Romania, and you know, Lord knows where.
You know, for the past couple of weeks, you and I have been talking about, you know, cybersecurity issues, obviously, and we've been talking about preventing. This sounds like he's talking about what to do when it happens.
That's right. And he says the instinct that we have to hit back, and we have the capability of hitting back and taking out other people's servers and so forth, is something that we should be very, very careful about, and in most cases, probably not do. We don't know what their vulnerabilities are. We don't know what kind of defenses they might have. And so it could be tipping our hand at capabilities we have and not really doing them any damage. And he also made it even a bigger point, and that is, suppose it comes from China. In fact, we know it comes from China. Some industrial espionage has occurred through cyber hacking by China. Well, if we reach out and try to zap the Chinese, we have to also think that, keep in mind the fact that Chinese is a major debt holder of the United States. They're a major trading partner. We need their help dealing with places like Iran and North Korea. And so do we really want to hit them back over cybersecurity? During the Cold War, everyone lived with spies. We knew we were spying on each other and planes. And unless it got really egregious, we just lived with it. And he says this might be something when cooler heads prevail that we need to live with as well.
Sort of like having a spat with the in-laws over Thanksgiving dinner. There's only so far you can go before you've completely ruined a relationship that you kind of need.
That's right. And places like Russia have said that they would consider a cyber attack tantamount to any other kind of attack. And you really want to risk a hot war with bullets and bombs and airplanes and soldiers and ships over a cybersecurity attack.
Well, if we don't hit back, then what do we do?
Well, we'd have to get really good at deterrence. We have to make sure that we have our defenses up all the time and monitor what's going on. And for the most part, not that many penetrations occur relative to the attempts. And so we have to be ever vigilant and we have to be up to date technologically. But as far as cyber war, cyber counteroffensive, that's something that really should be held for something that might be a systemic threat to the country.
Because we could. I mean, we could really nail another country's system, couldn't we? We have that power.
Yes, we do. And I made the reference or the analogy to mutual assured destruction, which was the policy, if you will, during the nuclear Cold War balance question. And he said, yeah, there's some characteristics in common with that. They know we could zap out their networks. We know they can probably zap out ours if they decided to. They may have that capability and they're not doing it. They want to spy. And so maybe we should just live with spying as we did in the Cold War before we launched the cyber nukes, as it were.
But we can't just sit back and let it happen. Like you said, we've got to put up the firewalls. We've got to have those defenses.
Oh, absolutely. And they know we're doing it. And they know we're watching them. You know, it's like we watch them, watch us, watch them type of thing.
It's a cyber Cold War.
Absolutely. What's going on?
So what else did he have to say about this? Anything that surprised you?
Nothing really surprising, but just a new slant on it that made me think. And I was sort of hawkish about this. I said, why don't we zap them back? Come on. But he says, nah, probably not such a great idea.
Yeah, taking down the power grid in China is probably going to wind up being detrimental to the U.S.
Yeah, that's right. And there's the issue of blowback, basically.
Would it also be a diplomatic type of issue?
Absolutely.
I mean,
other
countries would then go, hey, what are you doing?
That's right. These are strategic assets for all countries. I mean, I think the people that we have to worry about counterattacking might be more subtle places like, you know, an Al-Qaeda or a terror organization that really would go after our grid. The question is, you know, do we really expect China to go after our electrical grid? They need us. We owe them $1 trillion. And we buy all the stuff they produce. Why would they take us out?